traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It must take you a long time to get high now, huh?
Have you reached that point on this episode of Impulsive?
What?
Are you stoned right now?
Yeah, I'm high.
Okay.
And then when you talk,
you're into the mic.
I was like, I'm pretty sure he knows how to use
it. Imagine he's like, what the f***?
Like,
how did
you know
this?
This is crazy.
You know how I use one of these?
Yo, you made it sound like one of those old phones.
Start saying it.
I'm like, calling in an airstrike to the coordinates 1274-3C North.
That was dumb. And by the way, this is a microphone, so when you're talking to it, try to be close. He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yo, what's up? Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. If you're not subscribed, go ahead and do that. Our guest today is here with us. He's one of the most popular rappers in the game with over 17.5 million monthly listeners on Spotify. He's got a new tour, new album, new single, all coming soon. Even like a new girlfriend. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Trippy Red.
Let's go.
Brother, how are you?
I'm straight. How are you?
Amazing, bro. Yeah, it's an honor to have you here. Mike threw this one on us not 3 hours ago.
He goes,
by the way, Trippy's coming at 6. I said,
oh, yeah.
Oh, hold up.
Well, first he said, well, I'm going to tell you guys, but you're going to trip out. And I was like, all right.
Enough of those shitty jokes.
No, shout out.
Ton of shit.
Shout out, Pete.
If you're going to do jokes, make them good ones.
Shout out, Pete. Right. Unnecessary balling.
Trip you out.
Yeah, shout out, Pete. Thank you, brother,
Pete
for making
coming
this happen.
Through with the guest.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, it's an
fuck
honor.
Pete.
Yeah, fuck him. That's what I was just saying. Fuck you, Pete.
Pete does one favor and he wants a little credit.
Yeah, dude, it's an honor to have you here. You look great. A lot of bling on your neck. How much money do you think all that's worth all in?
It's a couple of 100,000.
Bet. Must be nice, man. Must be nice.
Don't do that.
Hey, you from Ohio?
Yeah. You from Ohio?
Yeah. Where at?
I feel like Spider-Man when it was like.
Like this?
Wait a second.
The Spider-Man meme?
I'm from Canton, Ohio, but I grew up in also Columbus.
Okay, cool. For how long of your life?
I spent like 13 years, 14 years in like Canton, and then from there on, I was in Columbus.
Gotcha.
So probably like when I was 14.
Gotcha. So you're an Ohio kid, like through and through. Do you talk about that at all, or you kind of leave Ohio?
I love Ohio.
It's great, right?
That's my shit.
I know,
my
bro.
My artist is from Ohio.
So it's so sick. Yeah. A lot of dope people are from Ohio.
A lot of people. What is it about
Ohio?
What's in the water out there in Ohio?
We just lit.
You guys, MGK, Jay, even Jake Paul.
Even him.
From the same state. Cuddy.
Yeah.
God damn.
Marilyn Manson.
All right, well,
he's
Marilyn
from
Manson.
Canton, Ohio.
Oh, yeah. Marilyn Manson had a little tough time.
Yeah.
All right, so you get
Dave Chappelle
a little
from
bit
Ohio?
Of a tough.
Chappelle lives in Ohio.
Hey, he's from Ohio.
So you get born in Ohio, then it's 2021, and you have the hottest song ever with Mr. Rage. And I'm sure there was nothing that happened in between. It was just one to the next, right? Like,
yeah, I was just making music.
That was it.
I'm always so fascinated by that, bro.
Like, the journey.
Yeah, I mean, it. Y'all have, hip hop artists in general have the most interesting come ups. So you were making music in Ohio with your friends, I'm assuming, right? And then some shit popped off.
Yeah, basically, kind of like that. Yeah, my manager, he was friends with my cousin, and my cousin introduced me to him. So I got with him, and he had a studio. That studio got taken down, but we were still using the studio while it was like not being renovated no more. Mm. It was like the electricity was still on in that bitch for some reason, but I don't know. We was using that shit. And that's where I made Love Scars at. It was an abandoned studio, but that shit ended up coming out crazy.
Yeah,
so.
But did you know you had a sound? Because you obviously have a very clear sound, and everyone loves it. But did you know that you had something, or were you just fucking around? Because there's a lot of artists who don't ever make it.
I'm like super into like, I don't know, like being an artist. Like, for example, my voice and everything, like I'm super particular with everything I do. Mm. So yeah, like in the beginning, I knew like I was distinct in myself away from everybody with doing the raspy little shit and, you know, making my shit like stretch out and like scratch my voice, but also sing at the same time. A lot of people don't really do that, so.
100%, 100%. Now, that's that, I think, that God-given thing. Because, like I said, a lot of people will try, that's cool, that's the coolest hood I've ever seen in my life.
Thanks, it's made by me.
You made this?
Yeah.
What don't you do?
It's my brand, it's called Demons at Play.
Oh, fantastic.
Dap. Yeah.
Dap.
Dap.
Like Gap.
But Dap. Dap. Oh, Dap, I like that. Is that out yet?
It's about to drop.
Oh, shit. Release. You got a date for it, Pete? What's the date?
I love a care package, Pete.
Very soon. Pete said very soon.
Got to figure it out. We got to figure that shit out.
I signed one of these to Puerto Rico, bro. I'll rep it.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
Yeah. That's fantastic. So, yeah, man, I feel like a lot of people try to do the thing that they would love to do, right? Their dream. Right. But a lot of people don't have that thing that, unfortunately, their dream requires. And you have it. But I guess what I'm asking is, did you always think that? Like, have you felt different your whole life? Because you've superseded the category that you're in and beat out a lot of people and have been around for a minute now. And you did it. You made it. Congrats.
Thanks.
But did you always know you were gonna?
I mean, it wasn't no doubt I wanted to. But it was like, I don't know. It's like one in a million. And then when you got a bunch of people saying that to you in your face, like, it's a one in a million type thing. But then you got the other people that'll motivate you and be like, you this age, by the time you get to this age, you'll be where you need to be in music or whatever. So I don't know, just hearing a bunch of shit made me like get hella motivated to really do music. And then I really just didn't have no doubt in myself. Like, I knew I was gonna make it, but it was like, do I really think I'm going to make it, or is this shit going to keep me back like everybody saying shit? Like, you know, get a job and shit. Like, that shit was lame to me as a kid. I was like, I'm going to do this music shit.
I'm just curious. Did you have a job in mind? Like, hey, should this not work out? Like, I'm going to go bag groceries. I'm going to work at Five Guys. Like, what did you want to do? What was your backup plan?
Nah, I still was going to work through music. If music didn't work for me, I was still going to do something with music.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
When'd you get the face tats? Cause to me, that's the leap. Like, ain't no going back after, you can't.
I was like 15, 16.
Okay. Oh, you were that young?
Yeah.
Your mom and dad know about that, or?
I didn't live with my mom and dad at that time. I was living in Atlanta.
Okay, but who are you with? Who was your guardian?
Nobody.
No guardian.
I was just staying at like some of the homies' houses and shit.
Okay, cool.
Now, going to school? Like, you're in high school or no?
I finished high school early.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you're like smart as hell. We got an intellectual. All right.
Wait, who were you listening to at the time when you were coming up, either in Ohio or in Atlanta? Who were you listening to? Who were the architects of your sound? Because your sound is unique, bro.
Yeah, I was listening to like, shit. I still listen to Lil Wayne now. I was listening to like a lot of Lil Wayne. I was listening to like Thug, shit, Drake, Uzi.
Yeah. Mm. Now, did you ever think you'd be working with him?
Playboi Carti,
you ever think you'd be working with him?
He hit me up early in my career. He wanted to sign me.
Crazy. And now you have, I mean, Mr. Rage is one of the hottest songs of the year for sure. That trap metal sound, that's what people are calling that beat. I know Pete's been... What is it? What do you call it?
Hyperpop.
I know Pete's been talking about it a lot too. This dude out in Europe making those beats. You think that might be the new sound?
It's not really new.
Yeah.
It's like older. When I dropped my album, A Love Letter to You 4, I had got a lot of hyperpop beats back then. And I was using like hyperpop beats to use for my album, but I never really could like do what I wanted to with them because I wanted to go back to my old sound. I do a lot of love music now, but like back in the day, I used to make just happy, crazy shit, like just raging and shit. So I wanted to go back to that sound, but I had to do it after I got out my love shit that I wanted to do, which was A Love Letter to U4 and Pegasus and shit.
So you're gonna stick with the that sound for the next for the upcoming album?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's like I'm going just back to like having fun with this shit. I don't really want to be too emotional no more right now.
I don't know if I'm even supposed to say this, but Pete played me a couple of the tracks off it, the new shit. Yeah. Insane. Insane. I know. I took a shot on that one, Pete. I hope you're not mad at me. That shit's insane, bro.
Pete, I'm gonna kick you.
You just see him with a busted face the next day. Hey, man, what the fuck? You share that in confidence.
No, that shit's insane. A lot of it follows that same kind of vibe. And that vibe is, I mean, people are going nuts about that shit. That shit mm-hmm. slapped and everybody's listening to it.
Yeah. So when you drop your album Trip at Night, what is your metric for success? You trying to be number one? You trying to just release a dope piece that you like?
I'm just getting out a body of work at the end of the day. This is like something like, it feel good, you know, but I'm not really tripping if it's number one or not. I just want to get the music out so people can tell me if they fuck with it or not.
Tight. Is that what you care most about? The reaction of the fans and shit?
My fans and shit, yeah.
I think that's most important. Right, I think if you leave with that,
I think the only thing I need is like a number one record. Maybe I got 40 something plaques. None of them been a number one, but it got 40 plaques. Shit.
Hey, that's wild, bro. It's competitive.
That's like you the only it, one little thing. Like, okay, I can get that, and then boom, like my little shit is complete.
Yeah,
but I feel other you. Than that, I'm not tripping on a number one album or if it's number two or number three, it's whatever.
Yeah,
but would you rather have a number one? Anybody album on the chart?
No,
but I feel you. But would you rather, because like you have songs that are heavily like respected by like the culture. You know what I'm saying? Like I remember when Dark Knight Dubbo came out with Travis. Hell, I was like, yo, that shit bangs. Like that is the song. If you ask me like name a couple songs that you would play to get people fired the fuck up, to Dark trash Knight, some shit, that shit gets me going. Yeah. So would you rather have that super culturally relevant like sound that everybody's like, damn, like we really fuck with this track, or be that guy that starts to go number one like over and over again on like Billboard?
I like what you just the first part.
Yeah.
That's more fire to me. I like changing the culture and shifting shit and making it different. And I like to see people that are being number one, you know, using my shit or just using what I could clearly see I did or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
People be copying this shit.
Hey, I'm curious how you came up with your name, Trippy Red.
Trippy and hippie put together. So that's why I spelled T-R-I-P-P-I-E instead of Y. Mm. And then red, because my brother's favorite color and my grandma's favorite color is red.
And then you dyed your hair red.
So I put two Ds.
Then the red hair came?
Yeah. I mean, I was crazy. I dyed my shit blue. At first, I was like, I'm Trippy Red, and then dyed my shit blue.
Nah,
I don't think trippy blue
shit.
Bangs.
Nah, that's trippy. Yeah. I see what you're saying. But I think
that was the beginning.
The red makes more sense.
The red made more sense, but I was just trying to be like, I'm
well,
trippy.
Wait, why hippie though? Are you? I mean, you're smoking, right? But are you hip? Like you do psychedelics?
And conspiracies?
I've tried shrooms before.
But are you a hippie? I mean, like obviously trippy is trippy.
I mean, should
hippie.
I get high like one? So
you get high?
I fucking don't know. By the way, I don't know how you get high and do anything. Like I when I smoke, it's to turn off, like literally flip the switch off, so I don't have to. I could just be a sack of
hyper
flesh.
Though. I'm hella hyper.
Slows you down.
It slows me down. Yeah.
Okay, so yo, I was gonna ask you.
I'm
this.
Not a sativa smoker. I'm an indica smoker.
Ah, because your music is fucking hype as shit. I mean, you know some of it, right? And I'm sitting here with you, and you seem pretty calm and shit. And then you get on stage, you start performing, you get in the booth, whatever, and some of your music goes fucking crazy. Are you just storing that energy somewhere? Like, where is it? Where does it come from?
I don't know. That shit just come out of nowhere. I just be making music. But I freestyle everything too. I don't even write.
You don't do the melody scratch track first?
What's that?
Like you get in there, just kind of hum some shit. Figure
sometimes,
out what sounds good.
Sometimes I might get in there and do that shit. Just hum a little bit. But I mean, that's low key. The process is to find the little, you know, the repetitive, super fire part that everybody want to hear. You got to really kind of hum it first a little bit. I don't know. When you freestyle, I guess that's what it is for me.
How often are you in the booth?
Like every day.
For real?
Yeah. I might take a little week break or whatever. Would that be random?
Does it ever feel like a... You ever feel trapped? You ever feel like, this is getting a bit redundant? I can't sit in the same room for too long, for too many days in a row.
I done been to almost every studio, and then I started recording at home more. Mm. And then now I'm about to like just build a studio, so.
I'm surprised you haven't.
I built one in my house, but I moved.
You based in LA right now?
I'm based in Florida.
Okay, well, where at?
Shit. Like Delray area.
Why there? That's what's up, sorry. Delray, chill, dude. Delray,
I'm sorry about the cat. Dude, did you see the, like his out. Legs? His upper body was gangster and his legs were like together like this, like a little boy having to pee. What are you doing,
he's
man?
He's the only person that can cross his legs while he stands.
Why Delray? Why there?
It's just out the way.
Hey, we interrupt this program to bring you an important informational message from Blue Chew, the company that makes your dick rock solid. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us.
Blue Chew.
Blue Chew's making waves and making dicks even harder, bringing confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help you get stronger, longer-lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of ED. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive the prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. And if you could benefit from a little extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. Here's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code LOGAN at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code LOGAN. Receive your first month free. Thank you, Blue Chew. Back.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute. The
podcast. You like it's that? Really out the you way. Like being off the scene and shit?
Yeah, I like to be on some like by myself shit.
Really? Oh. Is that's your vibe? You do go out?
I used to.
Not anymore. Now are you
I
working?
I like going out though. Like, yeah. I go out, but it just gotta make sense.
Like money wise? Like,
mm-hmm.
Like you ain't just gonna go to Hyde on a Friday
it
night.
Makes sense. Money wise, we could do it.
But what about for like, you know, you and the homies, you wanna go hit a night on the town, you're gonna go to a club? No?
Karaoke night.
Maybe birthdays or I don't know.
No karaoke. Like,
somebody did like an accomplishment or got something that they really wanted. Might go out or something.
But you don't see like a point in being out like on random Fridays and Saturdays, like partying every weak. Weekend and shit.
That shit weak. I fucking hate that shit.
How come? It's not fun?
Like waste of time.
It's not fun to me. Yeah. So waste of time, yeah. I can drink at home. I can invite my homies to the crib.
You could curate your own crowd.
I mean, it's different when, like, you famous. I don't know. I don't like to go nowhere.
He's making a lot of good
points. No, he's making great points.
He's making a lot of good points.
By the way, I'm not going to be the guy that's like, I love God. I mean, I go out, and when I get home, I'm like, damn, why the fuck did
no,
I do
see,
that?
No, see, I'm asking myself why
he's able to stop himself before he goes and ends up standing in the middle of 100 people at a club. You know what I'm saying?
I was that guy that was like, damn, why the fuck do I keep doing
this shit?
But now I just don't do it.
You're I elevated. Feel like it might have been a form of networking, but now you don't need to really do that.
I need somewhere to put this mug.
You could put it right with Mike Tyson's joint.
Put it next
joint.
To Tyson's,
yeah,
bro.
Tyson's joint is up there. We'll hold it. Let's keep it, bro. Let's collect joints.
That's the Tyson joint.
No, don't open it. It'll evaporate.
Fuck.
Sorry. No, no, put it in. Put it in there.
Well, right. Maybe we put it out first.
That's the Tyson joint and the Trippy joint.
And it's gonna lack of oxygen. Like some smoke.
Well, you're now
there.
Cutting the Tyson joint off. Yeah, what the fuck you've doing, destroyed bro? It.
No, that's how it was.
Oh, we'll make it unlike that.
Well, it's
what if the wait? What if the Trippy red joint lights the Tyson joint
and
back
incinerates
up?
Incinerates them both, and we have nothing.
Nothing left.
Well,
oh, we can't make all the eBay money.
That's the back
of
the other joint, so it's not gonna light.
Simple math.
I'll just put this back over it. It's all foggy now.
We're going to look over in 2 seconds. That whole wall is going to be on fire. Damn.
I might be a little stoned right now, to be honest.
Really? You getting all fucked up?
I can't do weed and do things. I commend you. When you record, do you smoke usually?
Yes.
And it doesn't fuck your vocals up?
When I perform for an hour and 30 minutes, I smoke the entire time.
No fucking way.
Like 10 blunts a show.
Like 10 hours.
Well,
but
who's rolling that up backstage?
Yeah, you got a weed roller? Or do you roll everything?
I mean, I don't got a weed roller, but like some of my homies will roll me up some shit. Who was it? I don't really like the roll like that.
Who was it? Snooper? Somebody had his own roll? Or who? Somebody hired. Oh, 2 Chainz. Was it 2 Chainz?
No. I'm not paying for somebody.
You paid like 100 G's to have somebody just to roll the weed.
Mm-mm. How good was that roll, though? Like,
no.
How professional?
No. No matter how
was he at a party? Just like, damn.
No matter how good.
You got a job.
Never worth it. No.
Blunt roller's not worth it.
No, absolutely not. But what about cotton mouth? Like, these are just simple physics. These things happen.
You like liquids?
You got cotton mouth while you
brush your teeth.
Yeah, but when you're performing, people would think that's weird.
Oh, you talk about when I'm on stage.
Bro, how do you do? Like, I'm talking literally physically. How does that make sense? That's it.
That's a good answer.
I drink water and then I smoke.
This guy's making a lot of sense.
He has the answers.
This guy's making a lot of sense today.
Here's the big question everybody on the internet's wondering. Actually, no one's probably, I don't know. Maybe. Would you ever step foot in the boxing ring?
No.
He goes, no. Save, bro.
Why not?
Save.
I don't like it. I mean, I like watching it, but like me personally, I don't know. I feel like I shouldn't even fight nobody unless it's really like, I want to fight this person.
You
and
really?
I ain't even going to be in no boxing ring. I'm going to just catch you.
Yeah. What do you think about all the YouTuber boxing shit?
It's cool.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's cool to watch.
Would you ever like create a new vertical for rappers? Like be the first rapper who also like builds rowboats? Like I don't fucking know. Like a separate whole new thing outside of rap. Like do you got a hobby that you could see turning into a lucrative job that's
Did
not
just
building
ask
rowboats?
Ask my man if he would make up.
I just threw something out. That's
why are you on drugs right now? What's happening?
I'm getting high, contact high. You got like a hobby?
Yeah, my smoke going straight.
Yeah, head. Straight up.
Yo, you ever,
did you ever row your boat?
Yo, you ever
build rowboats?
No. That's random, bro.
It's not the first time I've made a canoe-based joke on the show.
You love your canoes. He loves aquatics.
I like canoes, though. I was in Jamaica. I was on a canoe.
See?
Now we're on the side here, so it all
he
went through.
He likes canoes.
It made him smile. But any other hobbies that you could see like monetizing or like turn it into like a business other than boxing for like the rap community?
I do like clothes and shit.
Yeah,
like shit.
Could tell.
Yeah. Other than that, I'm gonna have a few other things. I just don't want to talk about it
just yet.
Yeah.
How come? I'm curious.
I'm into TV stuff. Like I might do some TV
shit.
Oh shit.
Now see, this is what I'm interested in.
Or like
in.
Movie shit.
Yeah. Like acting, directing
and shit. Cartoons.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm saying. You watch anime?
I fuck with that type shit.
Yeah, bro. Okay, so what anime you watch?
Right now I was watching the new season of Seven Deadly Sins.
Okay, I haven't seen it yet.
Seven Deadly Sins, that shit's fire.
It's good.
It's a Netflix original. It's one of the fires anime.
Yeah, they crush. Have you seen One Punch Man?
Yeah, I seen that shit. That shit hot.
Love One Punch Man. Have you seen
that nigga will whoop Superman's ass.
Bruh. He's the best. I'm telling you, this guy's the best.
It could be three Supermans.
Literally.
It would be over.
That's why I like him. Because you know
too. He's number one.
Number one.
He's
no matter Drake. What anyone says, he's Drake.
Drake.
I can't
we
believe
had this
you
combo
didn't like One
on
Punch
the show,
Man.
Bro,
I watched one episode and I could like I didn't so like I like conflict and like the premise of a story, the build, the rise. This dude knocks you out one hit. Like what's why am I coming
he
back? I already
fun,
know
he makes fun of everything that like anime has
100%.
Give you like for example like just all animes go like that they're gonna win regardless like, it may take a lot for them to win and motherfuckers might die and all that shit in the animes but you know the main character is about to win and if he dies it's gonna be the end of the anime but that's it so One Punch Man is really just following the same rules but like
quicker quicker.
Yeah. So poetic.
That's why I watched the first episode. I was like, all right, I get what this is about.
Nah, bro. Okay, so for anyone listening who doesn't know, you know, in anime, it's a big deal. The fight between.
He gets stronger and faster so quick. He does it in like one episode.
Yep.
I know, I watched it.
And by the way, you know how?
By punching somebody.
100 push-ups?
100 push-ups?
100 sit-ups.
Really? That's his
schedule? Is that what your bodyguard does? See, it looks like he does that.
he gets a pupil, right? Because this kid notices how like powerful he is. And this kid is like a beast superhero. He's like, you got to teach me your ways. He's like, I do 100 push-ups and 100 sit-ups every day. And that's it. And it flips like the anime arc on his head. Because you know he's the shit. And I'm the person who just like wants my hero to be the hero no matter what. And that's why I watch One Punch.
Is it like is it like comedic?
It's funny, yeah.
Yeah. Did you say sometimes it's not just One Punch? Like occasionally?
There were a couple guys that gave him a run for his money.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah. You watch Demon Slayer?
Yeah.
Oh, you really be watching anime.
Yeah, I'll be fucking with it.
Really?
Bro, that's cool. That's cool.
And Dragon Ball Z is the best.
I'm like one of them like super villain niggas. Like I used to fuck with Dragon Ball Z, but then I was like, man, Dragon Ball Z ain't shit compared to the new animes. But then like, I don't know, I just randomly like went back to like the new shit and it was fire.
Yeah.
I fucked with it.
Yeah.
Have you watched Dragon Ball Super? Like,
Naruto and One Piece is way better than fucking Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
See, I never watched that. I only watched Dragon Ball Z. That's the only anime I've ever watched. Oh, and Avatar The Last Airbender. Yeah, no, I was watching it as a kid. But Avatar The Last Airbender was great. It was a
great show. Fantastic show.
Speaking about fantastic, you got a new girlfriend, huh? They've been hanging. Yeah. She, how long you guys been dating for?
For like a minute.
Just 1 minute, huh? Yeah. 60 seconds. Congrats on the new relationship.
Hey, I appreciate it.
What's that like?
She's right over
it's
there.
It's been 2 minutes now.
2 minutes?
Nah, that's my baby, though.
Yeah. Well, how'd you guys meet?
We met each other a while ago.
On Raya?
A while ago. Like, before I was famous type shit.
I gotta say, if you get any further away from the mic, it might be a silent episode with no accent.
Maybe I was right, fam.
Yes.
Maybe I was right, fam.
No, I just realized the question he doesn't want to answer. He's like, all the way back. How long have I been dating her? It's
been a minute. One minute.
Wait, so y'all met a while back. What, how do you, were you guys friends at first or did you just like reconnect like recently and like spark up? No pun intended.
Basically, something like that.
Wait, hold, there was two possible.
Like that.
It was something like one of the things one you said.
Wait, so you guys reconnected and like, maybe you just tell me instead of me asking the questions.
I'm getting the vibe that he probably ain't too vocal about his that relationship. Topic. I mean, I get it. Look, there's a part of everyone's life, and maybe, you know, you're not like this.
I got Michael. It in the brief from the team, bro, that he was like,
cat producer.
No, his team.
He's wearing a fanny pack, bro.
No,
what do you have in that fanny pack right now?
Yeah, what?
Just your phone? You use a pocket.
I got it from Trippy's team. They hit me up. They were like, oh, Trippy talks about this girl. He thinks she's so pretty. He wants to talk about her, like all this shit.
Oh, so he's all okay. Points now. He's like, he goes, well, that part's true.
That part's true.
I bet. Hey, I wanted to ask you.
Why did a... Wait, what
just happened? How did this happen?
What happened?
How did this happen?
GP just literally rolled in.
Yo, do y'all know each
Hulk
other?
Hogan shit.
Yo, GP rolls in, goes, and goes, what's up, dog? And daps your security guard. Like they're homies. That's my dad.
Okay.
Y'all know each other? What the fuck?
Wait, do you know?
That's your boy.
Dude, we roll shit, man.
Do you roll his weed? What's going on? Like, why did you guys meet?
They laid a play down. They put the demolition down.
Let's go.
Wow. Nice.
We ain't telling you everything.
Oh, God.
I've been catching the vibe lately. I feel like this is like we're interviewing the Secret Service.
GP, GP's looking jacked.
I said you eating good at that ranch, huh, Dad? Your head got thicker.
I'll never understand this relationship. Back to Mr. Trippy here.
Look, man, when you make your music, you know, it's an art form, and it's always hard to come up with that next thing and find that material, that inspiration. So, you know, you're not going out. We know you're watching anime, but where are you finding your inspo from? You fucking your heart up at all? Like, I know you're in a relationship, but where does it come from?
I just be living life, bro. I just like music. I'm a music nerd.
For real?
Yeah. It's like the video game to me. It's like playing the game, but I'm playing life.
Is there a song that you were like, fuck this, it's never coming out, I don't like it, but then your team was like, yo, listen, we really like it, you release it and it crushes?
Every day with Pete.
Pete.
Really?
Pete.
So are you a type of artist that hates his work?
No.
Every song he makes, he's like, what the fuck is this shit? I hate it.
This shit weak as
fuck. Fuck this trash.
I fucking hate it. Put it out.
I knew I couldn't sit and kept making robots.
Fuck this weak ass shit.
So what was the song that he didn't want to put out?
Nah, I'ma drop it.
It's a lot of songs that are good, but he you know, artists listen to music differently than other people that listen to music. Because it's more personal.
100%.
Right.
Like, you can tell him, yo, I like this, and be like, nah. But then he might like something.
Yeah. That's probably a harder conversation, right? You think something's fire, show it to your homies, your girl, and they're like,
that never happened. Oh,
must be nice to be the fucking goat.
What was the process like for Topanga? Because that was a favorite of a lot of people, and also it was the way a lot of people found out about you at first.
You said what? Say it one more time.
I don't know. What was the inspiration? What was the inspiration like for that song? Where did that come from? And were you shopping at the Topanga Mall?
Topanga?
Yeah.
I told a lot of girls that I could
take you to Topanga.
I was in Topanga. I remember being in Topanga at my homie house. And this nigga had this big ass rock by his crib, by his apartments and shit. And it was in the mountains type shit. And then we just stood on top of the shit. And then I looked at my phone and said we was in Topanga. It said the route was Topanga or some shit.
And you were like, damn, I could take a girl here. I just wrote a whole shit about it. Yo, I'm in Topanga. Technically, I couldn't take a chick here.
That shit fire.
I'm going to write a whole song
that
about
shit
it.
Fire.
Fire.
She was hard too.
Fire.
Everybody thought to take the girl to Topanga.
He was saying it all the time to girls.
I tell girls all the time. I would lead with that line.
That's cap.
Yo, what's up, Sean?
I might sound stupid, but where is Topanga?
East.
East.
Northeast.
Oh, dude. You gotta go.
I gotta go to Topanga or I gotta get out of here for not knowing.
Get out of here and go to Topanga. Nah, it's always so interesting. Did you have any song in particular?
Yeah,
it was, but
now it's just a vaporizer for the room. Just getting poor smoke.
I like it. We got a little ambiance going on now.
Yeah,
little fog machine type action.
What type of weed is that?
You said indica, no?
Oh, did you say indica?
He doesn't fuck with sativa. He has too much energy. Sorry about Mike. He was thinking about rowboats when you said that.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
How you feel about your diet and fit?
I be getting nerds and
runts.
Nah, I mean, I do get some runts.
See, that's what I meant. Actually, what brand, what strain, George?
I like OG.
Yeah.
I like OG more than a lot of the other shit. But my friends be picking out the weed and shit.
Sharp.
Fuck it. Roll it up so I could try all the different strains.
It must take you a long time to get high now, huh?
Have you reached that point? Have you reached that point on this episode of Impulsive?
What?
Are you stoned right now?
Yeah, I'm high.
Okay. Oh, he's at three.
This is crazy.
I mean, but those are joints.
That was not even finished.
It's finished enough. It's little.
I thought about it. I'm not gonna lie.
You're halfway through. We got it. If you'd like to.
No, I won't. I won't smoke yet publicly. I won't.
Oh, got it. Yeah, he doesn't smoke, guys. He goes, I won't smoke publicly. We've talked about so much shit on the show.
No, I won't.
But no one has the actual footage of it. It could all be cap.
Dude, they can make one of those things, the
deep fake.
Nope. And something. Forgot it.
Why would you start that sentence if you don't know what you're talking about?
Because you describe every single thing I say, I don't know. I don't think about it. I just say it. I have no filter, bro. Like, his blunts right now. I have no filter. Let's That's go. Me. Zero filter.
Yeah. Who's the best rapper in the world right now? Best rapper in the world right now. Besides you. Besides you. Because I feel like that's going to be your answer.
I kind of want to guess.
Shut up.
Me. Top two. Who's the second place?
Assuming you're the best and then also the next best. Shit.
K-Swa.
Is that the guy holding the camera?
He's over there. We don't even see him. He's so low.
That dude is so low. Interested in the conversation. Yeah. About to go to sleep.
Do you do a lot of work with, people on the come up and shit like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you scout talent, or does PA handle all of it?
The net,
internet, SoundCloud.
No. A little bit.
Yeah.
SoundCloud.
I have a question about your career. So, most
SoundCloud lit. I'll be finding shit on this.
You personally? You personally are finding artists?
Yeah.
Like, if people are making rap for SoundCloud right now, there's a chance that you might hear it and hit them up and be like,
"Hell yeah."
Damn.
I bet.
Some aspiring rapper just heard that and is like, yo, I'm gonna keep going now.
Now Mike, he's on like way more than me. Like,
he said, oh, he be on his shit.
Really?
And it's like, where did you find
it? So I don't know what the actual behavior or like finding process looks like. Like, how long will you give a song before, you know, you're like, this is shit or this is good? 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 30 seconds? Do you gotta hear the
shit,
hook?
It just depends. If the beat hard, I might listen to the beat.
Start with the beat. Yeah.
But if the lyrics ain't there, or the flow, I don't like it.
Bet. See, I have no patience, bro. I got 10 seconds if you haven't hooked me.
Sometimes the beat mainly be the problem.
Huh.
Like, motherfuckers be using weak-ass beats.
But you recognize that. Like, even if it's a weak beat but good talent, you're going to see that.
Motherfuckers should be weak as hell.
You don't have that problem. No. You got some of the fiercest beats.
I mean, I feel like 99% of, I don't know SoundCloud, so maybe this is erroneous, but isn't that a platform for artists who are aspiring to make it? And,
yeah.
And so when you have a home setup and beats that you're getting online and stuff, like, man, not everything's going to be a slap, you know, a banger.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Did you see the cover? Did you see the freshman class this year? Double XL?
No.
You didn't see it? Do you care about that shit?
Yeah.
You do?
What else do you care about?
I cared about doing it because it was like popping when I was a kid. I loved watching this shit.
Yeah.
It was super like fire. I don't know. But like nowadays, like the internet like show everything. So it's not as popular to me.
Right. Because it was like a look behind and like people on the what you mean? Like the freshman freestyle?
Yeah. Like to see Lil Wayne on that bitch.
Yeah.
Lil B here. You feel me? All them motherfuckers like shit. That shit used to be hard.
Logan's in a rap beat.
What'd you say just now?
Like watching the BET ciphers.
That's
watching
right.
Watching the BET ciphers used to be crazy. Now.
Yeah.
Why? Like what happened?
Like the basement. What was it called? Hip. What was that?
I don't know.
Rap City and they had the basement. Big Tigger. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, so what are you saying? What are you saying about the state of hip hop programming right
now.
This
is different now. Ain't nothing wrong with it. This is different. Mm-hmm. We changed it.
For the better or worse?
Everything changed. Everything goes around and comes around.
You think
everything goes around and comes around. Like, it's still people that rap, like, regular.
Yeah.
But it's people that's, like, mainly doing, like, a lot of melodic shit and shit now.
That's what's hot right now.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not even sure you have to say words. Honestly.
Yeah, there's a lot of mumble rap is hot, man.
Doug, I just got a little toasted.
Yeah,
Twitter. For saying Lil Baby would only last a year.
You can't go at Lil Baby right now. And you said that more than a year ago, and he's on top.
Somehow this clip resurfaced. I was talking about Lil Baby on this year podcast. I was like, yeah, his music all sounds the same. I don't know what he's saying. I give him a year.
They were not.
I was wrong. Like, I was wrong about the year. He's one of the top rappers in the game right now, you know? Still not sure what he's saying, but what you're saying, it doesn't matter. You just need a melody, I mean, and a sound.
Not really. It matter what you say. I said it matter what you say. And the melody matter too, though.
Melody matter. Beat,
everything matter. It used to be a little easier. It used to be just, I don't know, just boom, tap ass beat. And then a nigga would just spit some shit.
Yeah.
I don't know, like just rhyme. It's more complex than
100%, that. 100%. And I think it's going to continue happening. Like the way pretty much every market involving media is becoming way oversaturated, especially with more and more kids making it, more and more kids thinking they're going to be the rapper, the YouTuber, the actor, the boxer, whatever it is. And hopefully a lot more people are going for their dreams, but I do believe a lot of people are going to fall short, you know?
Yeah. On that little baby shit too, like, rappers nowadays, a lot of them are super authentic to like where they're from, and so like a lot of the shit that like Lil Baby says is like
that's
authentic
what,
to
that's
Atlanta,
what I
and it's shit that you wouldn't even understand what he's saying. So like other people who live in the ATL, they may hear it and be like, I know exactly everything he's saying, and we hear it and just be like, what the fuck was
that?
Nah,
it's some worldwide shit to understand. You can't comprehend it because it's just not your liking. Like it's not your, I don't know. It doesn't resonate with you. It resonate with certain groups of people.
Cause fam, I'm not even trying that hard.
It's bigger than
I'm sure if I stop being a dickhead for one second, just, like,
you feel me, Atlanta, like it's everywhere. It's
yeah.
The world.
Yeah. And that's what I overlook.
Certain parts of the world, like, I don't know, with every part of the world, but in certain parts of those every parts, you feel me? People know what he's talking about. You might not know what he's talking about. It might not resonate with you.
Hey, I didn't say it. It was this guy right here.
I have a lot of very strong opinions on the show. I got like a 95% hit rate. I was wrong about Lil Baby. I'll say it first. I was wrong about Lil Baby. And even just like what I overlooked is when I made that comment, like I didn't look into what he was saying, but what he says actually has huge weight to it, right? Yeah. Like he rides for a city. He gives back to his people. He's friends with the top people in hip hop.
Yeah.
He affects real change.
Yeah, you learned.
And here I am.
Yeah.
It's just a fucking gringo some stupid podcast making judgments about the future of someone's career. What are you going to do?
Damn, if you had been right.
Just hating, huh?
Nah, he was eating.
I think I was. No, I think I was. I
no,
think I was
hating.
No, you
were just making dumb state. It was not even rooted
no,
in any kind of emotion.
No, I was a fucking hater. No, like, you caught me slipping. Like, I was hating.
But you don't care.
Tried to understand it at first more.
That's my issue, bro. Yeah. I think that's a lesson.
Into it.
That's
you
a lesson
do
we could all.
Like a book.
See, I can't read.
Like history.
He likes it. I can't read. Is there shit like that that you... Any lessons you learned recently or on the come up? Like, what's the biggest lesson you learned through being in the industry and, like, being in content and making music?
Shit. I don't know. I don't really. I just be being me, bro.
That's the lesson, by the way.
Maybe that is the lesson.
100%.
Yeah.
No, I know it before you even said it. Like, you're 100%
the music
unapologetically you.
The industry ain't teaching me shit. You just being this motherfucker by yourself.
Well, maybe that's a lesson right there, too.
You just gotta know what you do.
You've also had, like, so many years to, like, refine your skills, right? Like, I'm sure you weren't an expert at first. How many years until you found your shit? Like, until your first song even went viral. Like, how long had you been making music?
Shit. I had been rapping for a minute since I was a kid. On my grandma's steps type shit. Just rapping. But I got into like really recording when I was like 12, 13.
That's young, bro. I was recording GarageBand?
No.
Yeah.
Pro Tools.
Damn, me either.
I have a question for you. Is there like a line where you hit it and you're like, damn, I'm actually too high right now? Like, does that exist?
Yeah.
And how do you feel about it?
When I'm off shrooms or something, I'm high as fuck.
I heard that's a nasty cross.
What?
The shrooms and weed.
Oh, they play beautifully together. They're wonderful.
They can heighten each other.
It can control you. It can heighten it. It can bring it back. The weed acts as like a lasso for the bull that is mushrooms.
You sure?
Yeah, it's a control device. It can bring you down if you go too high. It can... If you wake up the next day and the shrooms are wearing off, you light a blunt, you can be back tripping again. You know, the weed's actually a perfect collab.
You ever drink? You drinker or no?
Yeah, I drink.
What do you drink?
Shit.
Anything?
Whatever, for real, for real.
Really?
Certain shit I don't like, but like.
When you go on tour, like you're about to go on tour, right? You gonna be partying every night, or do you have to maintain like some sort of regimen where you try to stay healthy? And
the only time I'm partying is on stage.
I'd have a problem with that.
Why?
Like, that has to be hard. Cause I like to reap the benefits of my art or my work.
If they gonna pay me to come after my show, I'm gonna pull up. If not,
not going. You're watching anime. Is the money the motive?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Will that ever change? When you get enough of it, maybe?
It's for the money. It's for my peoples.
It really is great. I mean, you have money. You can do pretty much anything, you know?
What's your biggest goal? What would you do if you could do anything for your squad?
Shit. I would like to help them get some more money.
It's pretty simple. He makes it sound so simple.
You ever consider, and you might already have this, bringing your hometown friends along for the ride, or even like getting them involved, giving them jobs, positions, a part of a company that you're making or anything? Even your family members, anything like that going on?
A few of my friends work for me.
It's cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Parents or anything? You get them a new car yet? Do you post about it when you do it? Admirable.
I don't have to post that type shit.
What do you like social media? Do you like be making TikToks and like doing like hitting woes and shit like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Really?
I just be having fun, bro. I just be being myself. I don't really.
But you.
I be on the internet to have fun and shit. Like, that shit funny to me, watching everybody say shit. I don't know. I like to sit back and laugh at that shit.
Do you take any of it seriously, or does that even get to you ever or anything?
Nah, hell no. The internet is the internet. That shit funny to me.
That shit
funny as hell.
That's the way you gotta be, though. There's so many people, like, we talked about this on a couple shows ago. I don't even know what fucking show it was about. Like, how you gotta feel about that commentary in the internet and shit. And a lot of people struggle with that. Especially younger people. Oh shit, manager Jeff is here. R. Pete, that's R. Pete, right there.
What's up?
Oh, he wants to hit it.
You want to hit it?
I never pass my blunt.
You cannot smoke this man. 100%.
What's going on over there? There's a whole...
I don't know.
GP's become really good friends with the bodyguard. I don't know how this happened.
Look, you don't know everything.
Well, that's for sure. Yo, Pete, what else is good? What else should we ask him?
Album.
Oh, the album. Yeah. What's the date? When's the album dropping?
When is that?
Middle of August.
Okay. Like, yeah, and tour with COVID, is that?
Yeah, what's that like?
Becoming a thing or?
Can we bring Pete on or not? Is that possible?
If it's international.
Bring Pete for a second, because I get to spend a... I know, but Pete, come on.
There's a fifth mic.
He's going to stand for a second.
Do we have a fifth mic?
I'm
going to
stand where I'm sitting.
Oh, he's going to stand.
And by the way, Pete... Pete let me direct Killaroy's music video.
Yes. Yeah, facts.
It's from
heavily
from
unnecessary
Pete.
Level of bowling with this guy. Oh, we got another one. Cool.
Yeah, no,
so I've been seeing Pete a lot lately because you've been hanging out, like kind of mentoring Aiden a little bit, right? We've been having some good Sunday afternoon convos.
Very good convos.
What were we talking? We're talking about
this one?
That was yesterday.
Yes, it was yesterday. Oh, this might be better.
You want to try this chair? If you don't like it, you can throw it on my face.
George, just see it. Yeah, stop making it more difficult than it needs to be.
Yesterday we talked about appreciating your life while you got it, like. You know, because every day is so much competition. You look at like another rapper or like another boxer or a YouTuber, like, oh, I gotta do this, I gotta level up. But then you're like getting older, You're letting time. You don't even got time to enjoy what you got because you just keep working and keep working.
And we talked about that a lot yesterday. Mm-hmm. We're, you're always grinding. Every time you see me, I'm doing something. And we got to sit down for like.
Oh, where were you? I had a conversation
the,
like
outside
this.
Of, outside the crib. I was like laid out yesterday. And I told him. He was like, what are you working on? So I was like, nothing. Not working on shit today. I'm actually taking like a full off day, and I'm just sitting here appreciating life. I didn't even have my phone on me, mm-hmm. or it was like off to the side or some shit. And I was just looking at the palm trees. And he said, I said, when do you see yourself like chilling out a little bit and like looking around and like smelling the roses and shit? And he's like, I got some shit lined up, and once I make it and I feel like I made it, and I said, yo, Pete,
you never feel like you made it.
You're never always gonna feel like that, homie. I said, guess what? Let me tell you something real quick. You made it.
Facts.
You got a Lambo outside. You got a McLaren somewhere else. You fucking made it, dude. Trust me, you made it.
He pulls
it
up. I heard the vroom vroom.
Yeah.
I go, hey, I heard that. What'd you drive? He goes, oh, just a McLaren.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a McLaren.
And a lot of those conversations I have with people are honestly the best ones, bro. Like, and I remember thinking to myself, I was like, damn. Like, I knew as soon as we started talking, I was like, the direction this conversation is going, I almost want to start a voice memo. Because it's the shit. That's the shit that don't ever go online and nobody gets to hear, but would be the most valuable shit. Yeah. It's really hard to replicate that shit because it's the comfort level of just being somewhere with one other homie and just having that conversation and like
real heart to heart and chill.
Yeah.
How long y'all been working together?
Almost 2 years now.
How'd you find him or vice versa? Because you're deep
Juice.
In
Juice. World. Yeah, he was really like, he was probably one of Juice's like true Juice. Like a lot of people like, oh yeah, fuck with you. No, like he was like really. He was like three people, like him, Ski Mask,
Scheme,
yeah. and like, but like that really fuck. Like was not a fake, like just came around because he was hot for him, like so yeah. That's how we met, just like through that, coming to the house, vibing on some family shit.
Damn, yeah. bro.
Yeah.
So that whole thing.
We started working together right after like Juice passed. That's why I told him like, yo, you really helped me like when Juice passed, because it was like a pickup instead of sitting down and doing nothing, and just reflecting on like the crazy shit that happened. Like, that's kind of how we kicked it off.
I know, it's scary.
We was talking about it before he had passed, though.
Yeah.
Like, it was already in the works, but.
It's just crazy how this shit happened, though. Like, in December, and then it was like, boom, all right, just let's go.
Bro, on that note, like, that whole situation is so tragic. You know, that sucks.
Yeah, facts.
And hip-hop has become, it's become normal. From an outsider's point of view, yeah, it's like
every year
it's a bit dangerous, and we're all like so unfortunately like used to it, I guess, is like another one down type shit.
Hip hop is a dangerous sport.
Yeah,
if you don't die from the drugs, you might die from a bullet, you might die from a hater, it might just be anything. It's a dangerous sport.
So you have any concerns about like when you're dealing with, you know, your life? You have any concerns? You scared?
No.
Pete, let me ask you this. Because after the passing of Mac, after the passing of Juice, a couple other people in the space, a lot of people started asking questions. Where the fuck is the label? Where the fuck is the management? Why are they not doing what needs to be done here when they could easily identify, like everybody knew Mac was struggling. Everybody knew Juice was struggling. Is there like anything that you do, or like do you find it? What is it? Just having the right conversations with your people, like identifying warning signs, like.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's tough. I feel like you can't really tell even a regular person like, oh, stop doing this. Or an alcoholic, for example, not even like hard drugs, just alcohol. You can't tell a person stop drinking. That's a person that can't even afford it. And they find a way to buy it, like a crackhead or something on the side. They would panhandle just to get money, to get, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I feel like for artists and people like that have the luxury to afford anything they want, and then they can surround themselves with, and they get it. And LA is like also like the worst fucking news ever. Like Los Angeles ever, is ever. Like, it leads you there way faster than anywhere else in the world, I feel like. Because everything could just pull up.
So quick.
So quick. Mm-hmm. You could make shit. I'm talking about, he can go on the internet like, I need 10 pounds of pure cocaine, and it'd probably be a kid that pop in the DM like, yo, I got you. Because it's just the internet, you feel me? And LA, so I don't think you can really, like, you can help an artist, you can to doctors. You like the only thing you can do is lock them in the room and like not let them out, because at the end of the day, it's like they're gonna find it, and then we're in a position of power.
You can get anything.
And then people want to kick it because they're gonna say yes, and you might like them, you might think they're there for true intentions, and it's just a bad news. So for like all the fallen artists, you know, rest in peace. It's tough, and there's not too much you could do for them, because you can help, you could spend thousands and hundreds of thousands of doctors and specialists and even rehab. But at the end of the day, it's like, if they want to do it, they're gonna do
it. Yeah, it comes down to the person. Yeah, for sure. I just like know that, because a lot of the people on the labels and stuff were getting shit because people were saying that they were just keeping the cash cow alive. You know what I'm saying? And not stepping in because it also makes you look. I think a lot of management, a lot of labels, think they don't want to look like the enemy to the artists. You know what I'm saying?
I don't defend labels, but I feel like humans are humans at the end of the day, and a label is business, right? A label is doing business with you. They're not supposed to. If you're on a small label, they're going to get more personal with you. But if you're like in a Sony system, for example, like the head of Sony has like 1,000 artists to deal with. Like it's not his problem to necessarily make sure you're good at all times, because when he gets sick, he doesn't call you. You feel me? Technically, yeah, right? Yeah. Mm. So, but they should definitely care. I feel like there should be programs set in place that offers and checks, all right, you can go to this, free rehab, free this, free, like, Sony just did something cool. They just gave back royalties to all artists. They put their balance at zero. Any artists that recorded before the 2000s, they gave them no balance on the money they owe, so they can start getting paid immediately. So you can give them, like, different things like that to make sure they're cool.
Incentives.
Not even incentives, just taking care of people the right way, because a lot of people have shitty deals, and you should at least put up programs that can help them take care of themselves, like free healthcare, insurance, different things like that.
SAG does for actors. For actors. So you think it partially is on the industry to create some safeguards to helping people?
100%. Like it should be like that. It probably even at venues, like it should be shit to help, you know, or even education. Like that MBA, when you go to MBA, they like take you different classes. They kind of teach you about money, like during the combine and different shit like that. Rappers is like, oh, you're famous, here's your check.
Facts.
Literally, that's it.
Yeah.
Have you had to have a hard conversation?
With artists?
Yeah, I mean, even just with you two, have you had to have a...
Not even about that, just about anything.
Heart-to-heart.
I mean, I feel like if you care about a person, you always got to have heart-to-hearts. So you always got to go through different things. So, yeah, definitely. And me, even with every artist, I try to tell them, like, the first thing. It's a kid that just blew up from Louisiana, for example. He, like, somebody called me, Rich Porter's his videographer. He did like 1 million views in a day. And he called me, he's like, yo, what's up, bro, I wanna sign. I took my 15 minutes I had before my meeting and just told him, like, save your money, watch who you hang with, I'm gonna call you later. I didn't talk about signing him, nothing like that. And I just went about the day.
Yeah.
So I try to tell people the truth, at least.
Yeah, 100%.
And that's about, you know what I'm
saying? No, I think it's good. Trippy, as an artist, have you ever had a little head-to-head disagreement with your management or some shit that maybe, again, you thought was good or that they didn't, or something you wanted to do or put out that they thought maybe would hurt you or would help your career?
I mean, that type shit, like, happen all the time, for real. Like, we get into it, like, not even about, like, it's not like a real fight or nothing. It's just, like, over, like, I don't know, little shit we might think. He might think something might go away. I don't necessarily think it's going to go that way. I think it's going to go this way. You feel me? So sometimes we come to an understanding though and just figure it out.
Who's more right?
He's always right. So it's right. I mean, I feel like it's good, though. You got to be able to. If you have a team where they can't tell you, like, yo, this isn't good, you're on the wrong team. You feel me? Like, if LeBron... Oh, LeBron's like probably a bad example because probably nobody.
Everything's good. Everything's great. Everything's but fucking perfect.
It gotta be a coach that could, you know, not even a coach, but if LeBron, if a teammate can tell LeBron, if Anthony Davis can tell LeBron, like, yo, what the fuck? Like, why, you know, you should have passed me the ball. Like,
yeah.
You're in the wrong situation. Yeah. You gotta always have, like, people that can tell you like, nah, I feel like this is a better vibe. And he got a lot of different people like that around him. That, and that's what I like about him. That they're not just like, yes, man. You feel me? Because hip hop is like, yo, if yes, man was a job, it would be like 14 million applicants.
Damn.
Because that's what all hip hop is. Because they just want to hang around. Like, they're going to be like, yeah, bro, just for a room, just for whatever. So he got some people around him that really like tell him like, good. Nah, this kind of not, it's not
cool. Need those.
You have to.
That's so important, man.
No, that, but that's what make you a man. And like, he's like a man too. Like, he's growing and he knows how to like also make decisions like a man. You feel me? And that's the most important thing too.
Trip, you think you're going to be rapping forever? You think you're going to be rapping forever? Or what's next? Do you have? Is there a lifespan on this? Or you're just going to go till the cows come home?
I'm gonna be making music for a long time. I'll be making music. That's my shit. I don't really know what else to do other than make music. That's my shit. I don't know.
And there's a
I
lot.
I fuck with music.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with nothing else. Maybe clothes and shit. But
he's so music. Talented. I just told him he should make. You know, have you seen like the anime like characters that are rappers now and musicians?
Nah.
Yeah, I told him like he could do like 15 different styles. I told him like just get an anime character, rap. And make that be like a random.
That's record. Tight.
Because no, they're really like shit like that on Spotify right now with like 7 million listeners, 10 million. They don't do anything.
Yeah, bro. So I think because he has, that's an interest of his, right? Mm-hmm. And he's good at the other, like really fucking good at the other thing. Like there's something there, 100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I like what you said, Trip, is like that there's something so valuable in being so invested in the one thing because that's how you. Really, really make a mark in specific verticals, especially something that's so oversaturated like music.
I get so jealous of people that have that
opportunity. Because he knows the thing, but the like thing he likes.
But like even like yeah, like people that just love their craft so much that they can't get distracted, because like there's every distraction when you make it. Every distraction has a price tag too. Like people be like, "Yo, if you take this boxing match, I'll give you $600K right now." And you're like $600K, and like most people. In the industry, you see them. They're like, 600K. And they start running that way. And then they're like, yeah, but if you do a hot dog with Denny's, you can get 1.2. Hot dogs, 1.2. You know what I'm saying? And you see them running. But and by the way, I'm speaking to these people because I am one of those people. If you offer me that, then
Mike
I'm probably
offered to do a $1.2 million hot dog with Denny's. It's called the Mike Mayock.
It does not.
Don't order it.
Don't order it.
It's horrible.
But it seems like I'm sure he gets those offers too, but he just keeps making music. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's why you win.
Opportunity costs.
Yeah. Yep.
The most basic principle in economics, opportunity costs.
Yeah. This dude's smart, bro.
He's the guy.
Yeah, he really is.
You feel me? So you got to just wait, because when you take something, you're missing out on something else. And you just got to make the right decisions, because you know every action there's...
Equal opposite.
Exactly.
What? Who else you managing right now too?
A lot of people. We're here from Trippy Red today.
Yeah, fair enough. Sorry, we got a little Pete action in there, but
just a little bit.
Nah, because the team is important. You have a group of songwriters and producers you like working with, because I know that there's, you know, you got to keep it fresh.
I just work by myself.
Cap.
I just work by myself.
No way. There's no way you do.
What you trying to say, bro?
There's no way that you alone write your songs and record your songs by yourself.
I have an engineer.
Boom.
What engineer doesn't create anything?
Hey. He said he worked by himself. I said, Cat, that's my only thing.
And then before that, I was doing that.
But straight up, so you write all your own music, no producer, every creative decision's yours.
I have a producer, the person that made the beat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a little couple niggas I fuck with on the internet that send me beats.
But you,
off Instagram.
You real solo dolo.
Yeah.
Snowball.
Yeah.
Not a lot of artists can say that.
My friends and shit when I record and shit.
Yeah, but not a lot of people can say that.
No, a lot of people need like this many people to make a song. Literally.
All the people in here right now are just they're all working.
God, he a writer, he a choreographer. He gonna teach you all the other shit. She teach you how to go.
Yeah.
Like,
No, isn't that being your job?
I just do my shit myself.
Nah, I see some songs. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it because it's part of art. I think everyone come together and make art, right? But
if you could do it
by yourself,
I see. Like, yeah, go.
Yeah,
you know,
way better. And 100%. I feel like it feels better too. Like, if you really like make it yourself.
Well, he's the one performing on stage. Exactly. You know, He gotta love the shit he's making.
Well, there's pitfalls to working with other people too, because especially in creative, because you know what happens when you bring another person into the creative process, it ain't your creative process no more. No. It's a team, you know what I'm saying? And so like, especially when you get to the level like these dudes are at, like, you don't want to be sharing that creative juice with people and getting feedback on it. It's your baby.
Yeah, facts.
You know?
Yeah, no. He's working though. He got a label too coming up, a bunch of artists. Trying to become
a mogul.
The only way.
Business shit.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm asking, like,
golden brand.
Yeah, yeah. Like eventually I'm like, you got your foot on the gas when it comes to music right now.
Right.
But eventually I'm sure there's gonna be a bit more, like, you know, laid back. Maybe behind the scenes, maybe you're the producer, maybe you're the writer, and you know, you sign artists, you develop businesses, you expand your clothing line, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like for most celebrities, most artists, that's when you make the fucking big money.
Facts.
Yeah, yeah.
You get your media, you get your exposure.
Or you just do both and take over both lanes.
It's hard.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
Most people who excel in something to that degree, especially for like billionaires,
mm-hmm. That's it.
Do the thing to the fullest. Like, name me one artist. Well, I guess not even. Is there an artist who's still creating their art that they originally got famous for actively, mm-hmm. and is also crushing in multiple business verticals?
Birdman.
Lil Wayne. Jay-Z.
No, none.
Why not?
They're not still actively making music like they used to. That's my answer.
It's a lot of rappers doing that shit.
Who? Well, he means like at the
highest level.
Yeah, Mount Everest.
Fam, you put out a song every now and then, like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm saying like...
I said Birdman.
Nah, hey, Birdman is
That's what I'm saying. Birdman.
It's hard. It is hard, you know?
Well, he's going to do it.
Yeah.
I don't disagree.
You know what the craziest part about this kid? He's only 22.
What?
Damn.
I would do anything to go back, bro.
Anything, Mike? Would you do what Gary would do? Gary Vaynerchuk?
Absolutely
not. Would you cut off both arms and both legs?
Gary, what were you thinking? I would do anything. I would cut off both arms and both legs right fucking now to go back and be fucking 20. You motherfuckers. Why does he swear so much?
I'll probably give up two fingers.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, two fingers.
Once you start losing limbs,
Who asked him? So, all right, so you didn't really think this one through, Gary. Nah, so you get back, you're 20, you're a stump.
Cody Cohen.
Cody Go. You get back, you're a fucking stump, Gary.
I bet.
You funny.
That's why we have him on. He's comedic relief, and the person that the audience can kind of make fun of.
Yeah.
If you want to make fun of him too, about his age, his stature, the way he looks, his feet.
I'm old.
Go ahead.
How do you think he is?
I don't know.
Nice. That's the kind of answer I was looking for.
You're an enigma, Mike. All right. So the album's coming out what?
Mid August.
And when's tour?
August. Mid August.
Are you going straight away?
Yeah.
Where's it starting?
Shit, I should know that.
You should.
Yeah, I should know that.
You're in trouble. I wish I never asked.
It's starting somewhere in the U.S.
Oh, let's go.
Close
enough. If you're living somewhere in the U.S. right now, Trippy Red's coming to a town near you.
We're coming. Where? Who said that?
Minneapolis.
That's why I got him.
Nice.
No shit like that.
Hey, we got answers.
Minneapolis. We're doing. Big rooms, really big rooms.
Yeah,
the biggest
I'm sure.
Room is like 20-something thousand.
Wow. Holy shit!
Crazy.
In Ohio.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. Jake's fight is in Ohio. It's cool to go back to your hometown. I bet that's a moment, right?
We gotta have him out for that fight.
That'd be crazy.
Jake and Woodley.
And Woodley.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen.
If there's some overlap, that'd be sick as fuck.
Yeah, that would be fire.
I bet, bro. Bet. Cool. Hey, bro. Appreciate you coming on this podcast, bro. For real. Fantastic, bro. I wish you nothing but the best. Looking forward to the album, the tour. Ladies and gentlemen, Trippy Red.
Yes, sir.
If you guys don't follow him on social media, make sure to go do that. Hit that subscribe button. Thank you for listening to this episode of Impulse. We'll see you next time. Take it easy. Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.